From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Low interest rates have brought home ownership within the range of millions of Americans who formerly couldn't afford it. But for some, the American dream proved short-lived, and one measure of that, rising foreclosure rates, especially in places that have lost a lot of jobs, places such as Austin, Texas. Until the late 1990s, Austin was one of the country's high-tech leaders, but when the bubble burst, the fallout spread to the real estate market. From Austin, Janet Heimlich reports.
It's the monthly foreclosure auction for Travis County in Austin. Behind the county courthouse, a few dozen people crowd around bank trustee Wendy Alexander as she sells off foreclosed properties.
Are there any other bids? There being no other bids, the property sold to the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation for $107,852.30 at 10:16 a.m.
The bidders include seasoned investors and first-time buyers hoping to walk away with a bargain. One of those bargain hunters is Mary Vargas, who's got her eye on a house for her daughter-in-law. During a break, Vargas said she expects the bidding to start at about $34,000, which is what's owed to the bank. Vargas said she hasn't been inside the house because people are still living in it.
I just saw it from the outside.
So you're buying something without having walked in?
Right. But I figured if people are living there already, I mean, it might be in livable conditions.
There are 436 properties on the foreclosure list, the highest in 13 years. Many are single-family houses valued at around $150,000, but there's also a $2 million mansion. Real estate broker Peter Sojovic has a website that tracks all foreclosures in the county. He says the problem started with a failing job market.
The dot-com and the technology bust hit Austin particularly hard.
Sojovic says after the bust, the city was left with lots of newly built empty apartment buildings. To fill them, rents came way down. That put pressure on the housing market, and housing prices nearly froze.
There hasn't been any appreciation in Austin to speak of. So anyone that purchased a home in 1999, 2000, 2001, if they purchased it with very little down, then they don't have enough equity in order to sell their home and pay the real estate brokerage fees, the title policy, and the other miscellaneous closing costs.
Banks try to avoid foreclosure because they lose money, so it's really an option of last resort. For every foreclosure, there are many homeowners scraping together what they can to save their homes. David Thompson hasn't made a mortgage payment on his 5-bedroom house in September.
It was like a domino effect. I got sort of robbing Peter to pay Paul. I have an electrical construction company. Do a lot of work for a lot of clients, and a lot of clients just pay slow, pay late, and paying my vendors first and paying my employees first, you know, and putting food on the table.
Thompson's house is on the foreclosure list, but not for long. He says the night before the auction, a client came through with a payment, so now Thompson can pay a bank trustee here the $9,000 he owes. Many other homeowners around the country feel the same heat. The national foreclosure rate has risen about 30% in the last decade. Doug Duncan is senior vice president and chief economist for the Mortgage Bankers Association in Washington, D.C.
We're coming off of a recession where we saw significant unemployment somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.5 to 3 million manufacturing jobs lost. Another factor is that we've seen a significant expansion into lending to higher risk borrowers, that is, people who have in the past not managed credit well.
Duncan predicts that even if the job market improves, foreclosures could remain high for at least a year. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.